WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes chaotic world of life. Today, we're diving into something powerful. Something that can truly shift your energy and bring a sense of peace to your mind. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, those heavy stones of resentment from things people have done or said? Trust me, I've been there. It's exhausting, right? But what if I told you that holding on to anger and bitterness is actually hurting you more than anyone else? Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of negativity so you can truly move forward. Think about it. When you forgive, you're choosing to let go of the past and embrace a lighter, more peaceful present. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but rather acknowledging it, learning from it, and then releasing the emotional weight it carries. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your forgiveness journey. First off, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, self-compassion, and sometimes even professional guidance. Be patient with yourself, just like you'd be patient with a friend going through the same thing. Second, remember that forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about you. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You are the one who suffers in the end. Forgiveness liberates you from that negativity. Think of it as an act of self-care. A gift you give yourself to find inner peace. Third, try to see things from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their behavior. It simply means trying to understand their motivations and where they might be coming from. Sometimes, empathy can go a long way in softening the edges of anger and resentment. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, carrying their own burdens. Fourth, practice gratitude. It sounds counterintuitive, right? But focusing on the good things in your life can help shift your perspective away from negativity. When you're grateful for what you have, it's easier to let go of anger and resentment for what you lack. Think about all the amazing people in your life, the experiences you've had, the lessons you've learned. There's so much to be thankful for. And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or spiritual advisor can be incredibly helpful on your forgiveness journey. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable guidance and perspective. You don't have to go through this alone. Let me tell you a story. Remember that time when Sarah, your coworker, forgot about that important project deadline? And how you felt completely betrayed and furious, thinking she was deliberately trying to sabotage your work. It took you weeks to get over the anger. Constantly replaying the moment in your head, fueling resentment. But imagine if instead of letting that anger fester, you had taken a step back and tried to understand Sarah's perspective. Maybe she was overwhelmed with other deadlines, or perhaps something personal was going on that affected her focus. If you had talked to Sarah, listened to her explanation, and chosen to forgive her, wouldn't that have been a much lighter, more peaceful experience for both of you? You could have even turned it into a learning opportunity, finding ways to improve your communication and collaboration in the future. So remember, my friends, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's about choosing peace, understanding, and ultimately, happiness for yourself. Start with small steps. Practice forgiveness in your daily interactions. Let go of minor annoyances. Choose compassion over judgment. Remember, a peaceful mind is a powerful tool, one that can change your life and the world around you. Ready to embrace a lighter, more balanced you? Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And don't forget to leave a review. It truly means the world to me. Until tomorrow, stay calm and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.